Thank you so much for listening to the Inspirational Podcast with me, Anovi. And above all, don't forget, keep doing what you do so we can do what we do. I'll see you at the top. You got this. You're listening to the Inspirational Podcast with me, Anovi, where we talk about addiction, ending the stigma, motherhood, and just regular everyday shit. I hope you enjoy. This podcast has been a long time coming. Like, a really long time coming. I often look back to the life I had before 2017, and honestly, it was a blur. The things I did in my past life, and if you saw me right now, you would see that I was using finger quotes. I literally did a 180 of like an about face of a person that I once was. My life before 2017 seems like a blur, to be honest. What happened in 2017? My son was born, and it changed the entire dynamic and trajectory of how my life goes and how it went. I was a horrible person. Horrible. But every morning I had a routine. I love routines. It is important when in addiction to stay and stick to those routines. I would get up and immediately go get a cup of coffee. If the coffee was made incorrectly, I would instantaneously get into a bad mood. Quick. Like, damn, I'm gonna have a bad day. I knew it already. If the coffee was made well, I knew I was gonna have a good day. Now, looking back, I realized that that's a lot of power to give to a cup of coffee and a barista. But after my son was born, everything changed. My perspective and the dynamic of how I looked at life was different. And I realized that I was giving every ounce of my power away. After he was born, I realized that it was just a cup of coffee. And my bad day isn't dependent on a bad moment. Just because I had a bad morning doesn't mean the whole day is going to be bad. And vice versa. I'm still finding myself and I still fall in and out to the state. Sometimes I have to constantly and consistently remind myself, Anovi, it's a bad moment, not a bad day. I realized a few things during that time. The power. The power that I was giving to the cup of coffee and the power I was giving to the barista and the coffee shop entirely. I was giving all of this power away to people who had no input on my day. I'm not negating the importance that they had in this world. I'm just negating the importance that they had in my life and the day-to-day things that I did. If my coffee was terrible, I just gave the coffee and the barista the entire power. She or he had no idea what was going on in my life or my head, so what were they actually going to do with the power that I just gave them? Nothing. They didn't even know they had that power. It was a complete waste of energy and power. See, I got clean in 2015, February 23rd, 2015. And where some may say that that's when life really started for me, it didn't. I was still behaving like an addict. I was still, to be honest, I think I was a dry user. Not really taking care of and doing the things that I had to do to stay in active recovery. Not consistently going to meetings. Not consistently taking my addiction and really doing the work that I had to do. So I wasn't using drugs anymore, but I was still engaging in those behaviors. Lying, cheating, stealing, just doing really fucked up shit. After my son was born, everything changed. I wanted to be a better person for him. I wanted him to look back at the person I once was and say, that's who she was. But I created her to be something different. I believe that we are created in God's image. And because of that, we have the power to change people through the power of our good. And he did that for me. My son gave me a new hope. He was perfect in every way, and he still is. Everything that I do for my son and my stepchildren. They give me this inspiration that I never thought I could ever have. They are a constant representation of everything that I thought I never would have. See, while using, I did a lot of damage. And in that damage, I was told that I could never have children. So, imagine my surprise when I woke up on a Monday morning to find myself taking a pregnancy test and it was positive. Which is a story I'll get into at another time. But going back to the cup of coffee, I realized that I had accomplished so much. I had done so much at this point. Even in addiction, I still had these dreams of doing something powerful and wanting to really change the world with just a little bit of inspiration. But I would give that away constantly when I would fall victim to giving that power away. Why am I telling you this? We give our power away every day. Having a good or bad day is a choice. It's our perspective. It's how we look at life. Everything bad, is it bad or is it just our perception of bad? Recently, I've been going through some really personal things. I went through a high-stress situation, and my hair started falling out. And I'm not talking about thinning. I'm talking about legit hair falling out, patches. I was diagnosed with alopecia areata. And it was devastating to me to get that diagnosis. And it still is. Every night, I do my little hair routine because I have to do a bunch of stuff. And it is devastating to see what my hair has evolved to. I used to have this long, beautiful, thick, straight hair that would grow super fast and was long, and now it's thin and I have bald spots everywhere. Now, it was hard for me to see the positive in that. It was hard for me, being someone who likes to take my pain and turn it into power. How do I do that with this? Talk about it. I started talking about it. I started telling people I'm going through this. And what I learned is that there's so many other people going through the same thing. I'm talking about people coming out of the woodwork. People I've never met saying, I too have alopecia. I too have this condition. I have no hair. I had it and my hair grew back. Well, I had it and my hair never grew back. I have scarring. Just all of these different things that people have shared with me so wholeheartedly. That's power. Taking something really negative and making it your own. There's something powerful in pain, and that's what I decided to do. I started this by talking about a cup of coffee and how if the cup of coffee was bad, the day would be bad. If the cup of coffee was good, the day would be good. But I changed that. And what I decided to do was, if the cup of coffee was bad, I would say, Inovi, it's just a bad moment, not a bad day. If the cup of coffee was good, well, that was just a nice added benefit to a really amazing day. So I want to remind you not to give your power away. I want to remind you that the power and your perception are key. You have everything within you to create the life that you want, and I believe in your power to do so wholeheartedly. And ultimately, you got this. This is the introductory episode, the first cup of coffee, to the Inspirational Podcast. I want to thank you for joining me on this journey to the top. I'll see you in episode 2. And remember, keep doing what you do so we can do what we do. You got this. Thank you so much for listening to the Inspirational Podcast with me, Inovi. And above all, don't forget, keep doing what you do so we can do what we do. I'll see you at the top. You got this.